and welcome again to the J2W Project. It is the journey to holiness so that you and I can become all that God intends for us to do and be. I am Dr. Doretha Fields, and this week we have a very exciting lesson, and of course, a lesson that is very important to you and to me. This week, we are going to be talking about how to release anger and hurt. This is week 8 of the Journey to Holiness, and I'd like to give to you an anchor of holiness that I'd like for you to concentrate on this week. This week's anchor of holiness says, admit any anger and resentment you have harbored inside of you. Clean out the closet of your heart. Look inward and outward in order to gain true emotional freedom. This lesson is going to be such an important lesson for you to hold on to as you walk through this process this week. You see, anger is very much a tool that is used to cripple us and to hold us captive. And so therefore, this week we are going to learn how to actually gain true emotional freedom. This week, I'd like to call your attention to and encourage you to do an in-depth study on Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32. Well, let's go ahead and determine how we're going to learn how to release anger. You see, in part, this scripture text refers to the formation of a believer from the inside through Christ. Through this particular text, it deals particularly with dealing with anger and resentment, because those two items have its roots in unforgiveness. And so, part of the process of learning to release anger is to deal with some issues that have been talked about here in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 32. Now, let's look at verse 26. This verse is very important in that it encourages you not to let anger cause you to sin. It encourages you to release your anger quickly, because you don't want to let sin harbor and grow and gain a foothold into your life. And anger is a very powerful way that the enemy uses to help us to have a foothold against our victories in Christ. And so you don't want to let sin come in and gain control of you through anger. Secondly, you really don't want to use anger to fuel your revenge. And so what's going to happen here as you begin to walk through learning to release your anger and walking through Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32, you are going to experience a spiritual renewal. You see, you're going to find a way to have a life renewed that takes place from the inside out. Anger has a way of lying dormantly in our emotions, in our heart, and in our mind. This week's anchor of holiness says that sometimes you and I might have just been successful in camouflaging the hurt and camouflaging the anger and resentment that might be hovering in the inside. And so this week, take some time with yourself to do some introspection. Admit any anger or resentment that you have. Perhaps you converted it to a proposal that, you know, maybe it's okay for me to be angry. This person deserved it. This situation caused me to be angry. Well, this week, I'd like for you to honestly admit any anger and resentment. Once you've been honest, the Bible says that if you confess your fault, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so therefore, you can clean out the closet of your heart, and then you'll be able to gain true emotional freedom. Let's talk a little bit about the effects of anger. I like to use the acrostics ANTS, A-N-T-S. It reminds me of what ants really do. If you think about when you fall into a fire ant bed, it actually stings and brings pain and it brings wounds. And in some cases, to be stung by a fire ant is anaphylactic. That means that it may cause severe, even fatal reaction. And so it is with anger. The acrostic ANT stands for anger nullifies true salvation. So I'd like for you to remind yourself about that whenever you're tempted to hold on to anger, is that anger nullifies true salvation. And think about the example of an ant bed. Think about the pain. Think about the suffering. Think about even the fact that it could be death to your spiritual life. And as you go through this week, study, admit, introspect, and allow the healing balm of the Holy Spirit to cleanse you and to hold you up so that you can have a life renewed. And so this week, as you get through your studies of learning how to clean out the closets of your heart and to get rid of anger and resentment, study Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32. You'll learn how, in fact, to release anger because your new life in Christ is very much dependent upon your ability to do so. As you go through this week, know that you're going to go into some uncharted territories, but you're going to come out just fine. Deal with your anger. Be honest with yourself. Deal with the resentment, and then finally allow the Holy Spirit to clean out your heart and mind as you move on to this week. Now, the good news is that if you have a friend that could use this emotional and spiritual boost, why not email them a copy of this audio? You and they will be blessed. This particular audio is able to be downloaded. You can save it for later. You can actually email it, and it's also good for podcasting, so you can place it onto your iPod. You can listen to it while you're exercising, before reclining to bed, preparing for your drive to and from work. But most importantly, replay it, because it's going to give you the keys of how to release anger. And so, until next week, be blessed and know that your freedom, real, true, emotional freedom, is waiting for you as soon as you're able to release anger and hurt. And so, until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.